There might be some nervous little Nellies and Neds heading off to school today because over a million kids.
Morning, Nelly. Morning, Ned. Very popular names.
Across the country are sitting NAPLAN in years 3, 5, 7, and 9. Yep. First and a last this year. First time all schools will have transition to online.
Yeah.
And it's the last year that NAPLAN will be sat in May, moving to March next year.
Okay.
So educators can get their hands on the results earlier.
I've got no concept, you know, of what sort of thing a year 3 sits and has to go through.
Well, year 3 is the only one that actually do a bit of written.
Yes.
So they're doing their comprehensive writing with written tests this year.
That's a good idea. Give the written test to the ones that can write the least.
But how much emphasis should parents especially be putting on this, and how do they assist their kids getting through this? Starts this morning. Chief Learning Officer at Cluey Learning is Dr. Selena Samuels, and she's with us. G'day, Doc.
Good morning.
So, what do you think? Year 3, what sort of thing? Well, not think you know, but where are they at with that, Selena?
Well, year 3, of course, it may be the first time they've ever sat a time-controlled kind of assessment. So I'd imagine there'll be some year 3 students a little bit surprised by what they're going to encounter. Mm. They, of course, will be doing tests in, as everybody else in year 3, 5, 7 and 9, in literacy and numeracy.
And how much emphasis, as we started by talking about this, should parents be putting on this with their kids? Should they be, you know, fairly relaxed about it? Should they be saying, get out there and do your best? How do we approach it?
Look, I think it's always important.
Oops.
Oh, no.
We've just lost you for a sec. You there, Selena?
Oops, Selena. We're just going to put you back to our producer. Ty, if you're listening, can you please try and get back with Selena?
Mm.
My daughter Stella's doing it today, year 3.
Mm.
And yeah, the only bit of advice, because what Selena just mentioned about the time control test, I just said, look, if you're hung up on a question, maybe just move on to the next one and try and come back to it. Because like the doctor just said,
I think we've got Selena back, as Tanya asked. Emphasis from parents, Selena.
Yes, I think it's always important to approach these sort of assessments seriously, but not too seriously. And by that, I mean, it's important to take into account the fact that your children may be nervous, but it's not so very important how well they do. It's more important that they learn strategies so that when they encounter things like this again, they're quite confident. They know how to manage their nerves.
Yeah, fair enough. Yep. Risey was just talking about his little girl and good advice. If you get stuck on a question, move on to the next one. So it's all about that time management that you're talking about as well.
Yes, it's about time management and it's about managing multiple choice questions. Mm. So one of the things that we teach at Cluey is how to eliminate the answers that you know are wrong. And that speeds you up and makes it easier for you to tackle things when you're not absolutely sure.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I did that with my driver's license. It's a good thought process, Selena.
But what about as they're getting older and they're well used to tests, say we're up into the 7s and the 9s now, how do they treat this particular assessment program?
I think it's important to be fairly relaxed at this point. If they're going in today, there's not much point in being too anxious about it. They've done it before. They know what to expect. The important thing now is to think about how you're going to use the results. So NAPLAN, as we know, is a longitudinal study. So it tells us how students are doing right across the country, but it also tells us how an individual is going. And students in years 5, 7 and 9 have probably got the last time they did NAPLAN. So for parents to think about when they get the results of this year's NAPLAN, to look at it in comparison with the last time they did it and look at the gaps that may have emerged. Possibly they've improved, and that's fantastic, but there may be gaps. And it's really having a strategy to work out what to do with those gaps, how to support students so that they there is a point to all of this NAPLAN assessment.
Mm.
It's actually going to make a difference to their education.
I guess that's the point, isn't it? You're dead right. It's like, what do you do with it?
Yeah.
There's all the doing it, but it's about what you do with it. It's as simple as all research.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And actually, you mentioned at the beginning that they're changing the timing of that plan and bringing it forward next year. And I think that will really help teachers and parents to make, you know, informed decisions about the sort of support individual kids need.
Yeah. Selena, what have you found in your experience day to day? How have kids coped with the last 2 years being out of school, being online? Are you seeing those gaps appearing because of a lack of their I guess, those foundational bits and pieces they needed? Or are you going, nah, it really didn't make that much of a difference?
Well, I guess this NAPLAN will tell us more than we have known up till now, because this NAPLAN will capture the data from long extended lockdowns, of course, in Victoria and New South Wales. So it's hard to say from this moment whether there have been big gaps. I think we'll know more after NAPLAN. But certainly anecdotally, we talked to parents a lot at CLUI and, of course, students, and there has been a drop-off in foundational reading skills in particular, but also numeracy skills, but also a drop-off in consistency. Because it was so disrupted, kids weren't getting the sort of support that they were used to in the classroom. And that really meant that kids with gaps in their learning could hide. They were they're less obvious, but they were obvious to their parents, but not to the teachers. And also, I think we had a real mental health spike. We know that a lot of kids feeling very discouraged and a real loss of confidence. And that can be as important as anything else.
So fingers crossed this will come out and there'll be less slipping through the cracks.
Mm. Oh, well, absolutely. And that's why I think it's an important one this year, so that we can actually have a look and see if there really has there been an impact. And if so, then of course we need to have strategies
to
rectify it.
We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
There's
bye-bye.
Dr. Selena Samuels.
What years are doing?
Years 3, Two. 5, 7 and 9.
Oh, BJ.
What?
Oh, he said he didn't have to go today because there was a NAPLAN.
Well, he'll be sitting NAPLAN today.
It's Tanya and Steve. It's Triple M. Morning, everyone.